Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
A proposed camping ban in Kigari, beetle misinformation spread by WA Liberals, and UN humanitarian aid ends in Gaza. Good morning, this is Soph and Monica, and at 9 a.m, these are your Zedlines. New plans for an Albion interchange have been released, with Albion Station set to be rebuilt to support future demand in Brisbane's inner north as Brisbane's newest rail interchange. The plans include building four new raised, straighter and wider platforms to accommodate increased patronage and improve accessibility, bike storage facilities and a new pedestrian overbridge, and will be tied to an urban renewal project to build commercial, retail, lifestyle and entertainment spaces in the area alongside new homes. Albion Station was identified as the best location for the new interchange due to its proximity to the city and the land available. Community consultations for the project will begin early next month.
The mayor of the Fraser Coast is proposing that families with kids should not be able to camp in unfenced areas of Kigari, Fraser Island, in order to keep them safe from dingo attacks. Data from the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation shows that children under the age of 17 had been involved in 9 of the previous 16, quote, high-risk dingo attacks this year. All young families are being urged by the state government to remain inside dingo deterrent fencing.
Leaders in the agriculture industry are urging calm following a political spat between Labor and Liberal Party members, which involved allegations of disseminating false information concerning an invasive species of beetle. Misleading reports circulated on Saturday, with members of the WA Liberals falsely claiming online that the Polyphagus shothole borer has been discovered 150 kilometres south of Perth in the Shire of Harvey. The posts, which have now been deleted, attacked the state Labor for a lack of action. The Department of Primary Industries confirmed that the beetle discovered was instead the European house borer, which poses significantly less threats. The WA Liberal Party leader has acknowledged that the information was inaccurate, but has refused to apologise for what she claims was standing up for the state's interests.
A new inquiry into the health impact of alcohol and drugs is taking place as the Australian government seeks to combat preventable illness and death throughout the country. Committee Chair Dr. Mike Freelander says alcohol and drugs has contributed to social disadvantage and eroding economic well-being, and the inquiry will examine and improve existing policies and support. The Standing Committee on Health, Aged Care and Sport are taking submissions through September and encourage people to engage with the inquiry.
A senior UN official has reported that UN humanitarian aid activities in Gaza have come to an end due to the fresh evacuation orders issued by Israel for Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip. An increase in hostilities on Israel's northern border over the weekend delayed ongoing discussions regarding a ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel, which led to the decision. According to John Kirby, the National Security Spokesperson for the White House, working groups were prepared to, quote, hammer out these finer details on a ceasefire agreement.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds and a chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. It is currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band, and the fire danger is moderate. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.